ladies and gentlemen.
This is it.
You expect it? The mystery.
Get your hand off of that.
You expected a puzzle. But for one person on this island, this is not a game.
Welcome to another episode of Ryan's Reviews. On today's episode of the podcast, I will unfortunately not be discussing Damien Chazelle's Babylon, and that is just because there was a snowstorm that hit Michigan yesterday, and it was unsafe to be on the roads, so I will be checking that one out next week. Instead, I watched Glass Onion, A Knives Out Mystery yesterday, a movie that I've been excited to see. I was a big fan of the first one, and it is currently streaming on Netflix. There was a short theatrical release over Thanksgiving, late November, but I missed it, so I was glad I was able to finally check it out. So I'll talk about that in just a few minutes here, because there is not a whole lot of news. In fact, no news that I really want to talk about. There's a few new movie releases and a few new movie trailers, but that's about it. So yeah, new releases this week. Glass Onion is streaming. But in theaters, The Fabelmans finally gets a wide release. And Whitney Houston, I Want to Dance with Somebody, the biopic all about Whitney Houston, has come out. Supposedly not very good. Not planning on checking that one out. But that's about it. But this is the time to go to the movies. Next week, I think I'm going three times, hopefully. At least that's the plan. I'm hoping to check out Babylon, hoping to check out The Fabelmans, and hoping to check out Avatar as well. So we'll see if all three of those happen, but that's what I'm planning for next week's episode of the podcast. Now I'm going to talk just a little bit about movie trailers. We have Oppenheimer, Christopher Nolan's newest film. Christopher Nolan is one of my favorite directors, and while his newest movies haven't reached the heights of some of his earlier work, I'm still super excited about this one. Cillian Murphy plays Oppenheimer, and the cinematography and just the look and the feel of this film, I'm just very excited about it. I think it is coming out in the summertime. I want to say June, but I don't have the release date written down. I think it's a June release. If it's not June, it's probably July. But very excited about that one. I've seen every Christopher Nolan movie except his last one, his latest one, which was Tenet, I believe. I just heard such mixed things and heard it was super convoluted and complex, and I just never ended up checking it out. Maybe I will prior to Oppenheimer. Tenet is a movie that nobody was even talking about it really, which is, I mean, it was weird with the pandemic and everything. But anyway, I digress. here we go. Two other movie trailers that came out. There's Something Wrong with the Children, based on a very popular graphic novel, which I haven't read. So I didn't watch the trailer yet, just because I wanted to check out that graphic novel beforehand. And then the other trailer, if you can call it a trailer, that came out is the 7-8-9 minute featurette feature about Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1. And it's just Tom Cruise explaining the crazy stunt that's going to be in this movie, where he's riding on a motorcycle and he goes off this big jump. I won't say any more. There's more to it, just in case you don't want to hear anything about this movie. But it's going to be awesome. It's going to be a movie that I am definitely going to see in theaters. Mission Impossible is such a weird series, just because it starts off so poorly, and then the last few movies have just become so awesome. It's basically, I mean, you can point to similarities between it and the James Bond series, but I think it surpassed the James Bond series, at least in terms of quality of the last few films. So I'm super excited to see what happens. This will not be a Top Gun situation. I will definitely be going to theaters. I won't put it off. So excited about that one. I think that one is coming out also sometime during the summer. I hope I'm right. I didn't write down the dates when I watched these trailers. I'm relying on memory here. And on to Glass Onion, A Knives Out Mystery, which gets its name from a Beatles song. And I didn't even know that there was a Beatles song called Glass Onion, which shows how much I love the Beatles. This is a movie that is currently streaming on Netflix, like I mentioned earlier in the podcast. And that is as of yesterday when I checked it out. Rian Johnson directs and writes this one. Rian Johnson is a director I really like. He directed the first Knives Out movie, and maybe wrote it as well. I think he did. He directed Looper, a sci-fi movie that I liked quite a bit. And while Episode 8, The Last Jedi, is definitely not my favorite Star Wars movie, years reflecting on that movie years later, I do have to give him credit for at least trying new things with the property, even though I think a lot of it did not work. And there were just a lot of weak points in that movie. At least he went in directions that most directors wouldn't have had the guts to go in. I'll give him that. So just a little plot breakdown. Miles Braun, played by Edward Norton Jr., is this tech billionaire, and he ends up inviting his friends for the weekend to his private island. And he tells them on the invitations that they're going to be solving his murder. But things do not go quite as planned. Daniel Craig's Benoit Blanc also receives an invitation to this event, and I will not say any more. I want to keep going, but this movie is super, super fun, in large part due to the cast. Daniel Craig, Edward Norton, Janelle Monáe, Catherine Hahn, Leslie Odom Jr., Kate Hudson, and there's so many others. And there's so many cameos in this movie. And cameos usually I just hate, but for a movie that is this just fun, fast-moving, just silly, over-the-top comedy mixed with murder mystery, I think it works extremely well. The writing here by Rian Johnson, I think he does an excellent job. Not only is he trying to find his way around a few different timelines and make them all work together, he's trying to make it so that the audience members don't know who the murderer is. He's purposely trying to kind of play with your head as the movie goes, and I think it does such an excellent job of that. The humor really worked for me for the most part. I was a little worried in the first 5 or 10 minutes of this movie as everything was being set up. I think there was a problem. I don't know. The writing, I don't know if I was just very unfocused at the beginning of this movie, or the writing was just very expository, and it was just like just explaining. I don't know if that was the case, but something in the first 5 or 10 minutes I was very, very worried. But then once Daniel Craig's character shows up, I think this movie just goes, and I had such a good time with it. Let's see, what else do I want to say about this? I don't have a whole lot to say about this movie, to be honest. But I think Rian Johnson's direction here, I think the cinematography, this beautiful island setting, I mean, it's hard to make it not look beautiful. The property, I guess, that they were filming this movie on is worth $450 million, according to Zillow. So just half a bill. The soundtrack is, again, it works. It's not something that is, like, I don't know, it didn't stand out to me, but it definitely had that murder mystery movie feel. It hit all the right notes there. So again, I have very few criticisms of this film. I saw some things coming, I guess, and there I have one big criticism, actually, but I can't say it without spoiling everything. So check it out. I think if you liked the first one, I think the second one is even better. So I would highly recommend checking out Glass Onion, A Knives Out Mystery. I think you will have a good time with it, especially if you watch it with a few other people. I think watching it on your own might not be the most exciting experience. I actually wish that I had maybe seen this one in theaters or with more people. But I had a really, really good time with it, and I think you will as well if you decide to check it out. But looking ahead to next week, I'm actually going to be seeing Babylon now. I will also hopefully be checking out The Fablemans and Avatar Way of Water. So lots of reviews coming next Saturday. Expect at least two. Definitely seeing Avatar, weather permitting, and definitely seeing Babylon. The Fablemans is one that I'm hoping to see. Man, all three of those movies are long, I think. I think The Fablemans is definitely the shortest of them, but I think Babylon and Avatar are both well over 3 hours. So, yeah, we'll see if they actually earn that runtime. But thank you for tuning in to today's Christmas Eve episode of Ryan's Reviews. And I will be back next week with several different movie reviews.